June 24th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, a podcast series brought to you by WAUK Radio and Civic Media. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the Work Hub Studios in downtown Waukesha. I am joined, as always, by my favorite and I think the most extraordinary producer, the mighty Max Martinson, who's doing this from the comfort of his home office. And is that correct, Max? You can give me a thumbs up here. I know you're not audible. Yeah, he nods his head. Yeah, up and down. So he's comfortable and maybe even able to sneak in a little TV or some other live stream while he's taking care of me. But it is this podcast is really about the upcoming 4th of... Oh, Max is dog sitting. Fantastic. That's become a popular thing. My son and his girlfriend dog sit a lot for a friend of his girlfriend's family's, but I digress. This, when by the time you hear this podcast, or at least treat this podcast as our Independence Day promo or hype up, or, you know, get ready to celebrate the 249th anniversary of our great nation. And I forget there's a sausage company, and they're not a sponsor, so it's good that I forgot their name. but they made a big joke about it, is that why wait for the 250th? You know, it's there's brats and sausages on the grill. It should be great weather. There'll be family and friends around, some days off from work, and really a chance to celebrate the anniversary of our great nation. Although we've taken our lumps in recent years for those of a certain mindset that, like myself, aren't really in approval of really any aspect of the Trump administration or this this movement that has just lost sight of what America really stands for. We still are, we're still here. And it would take a lot to bring us down, but it's in previous years, probably going back to World War II or the Depression, when people really thought we're very scared for the future of the country and the world, and some of that fear has come to visit thanks to a politics of fear and hatred, and but. Again, acting locally, thinking globally, you know, a lot of us, we're sons and daughters of Waukesha first. We're neighbors. We're fellow humans. We're members of the same spaceship Earth. I always like to think of what JFK said in his famous American University speech when talking about the conflict with the Soviet Union there at the beginning of the Cold War. And he said, in the final analysis, we both inherit this same Earth. We both breathe the same air. We both cherish our children's future, and we all are mortal. And so in that spirit, I think that's the approach we should be taking for when we see those neighbors that we don't agree with, those brothers and sisters, when we see the MAGA hats or anything saying Trump or whatever's out there now, that you know, you'd like to believe that there's one thing that would bond us, is that this common love of country, even though we have different visions, the idea that we are still one big family and need to work some things out. You know, maybe and I guess we are a nation of broken families or dysfunctional families, and this big dysfunctional family of Uncle Sam's has some work to do, but you know, let's take some pause during the holidays to enjoy all that we have to celebrate and all the sacrifices of so many that came before to make this American experiment still going. Maybe not strong, but still going. And where there's life, there's hope. And I'm really excited, you know, for the third year in a row, the fireworks in Waukesha are taking place on July 3rd. They're going to be at, is this the third or maybe it might be the fourth year? I know it's third year, but It's going to be at Lowell Park. Fireworks will start at about 9:30, but before that, starting as early as 6 o'clock, there's a beer garden, and it's grown a lot since the first year. And my wife and I, we went down. The kids had other plans. they're too cool for us now that they've grown. But we went down and got some delicious beers from the Steel Tank Brewery. I'm hoping that they're back there again, and because I really love their amber. Their ambers are great. I'm the one guy that's not a huge IPA fan. I think a lot of these bars could do away with, you know, the five or six they have on tap, and maybe just limit it to like one or two or double IPAs I can drink. But anyway, yeah, and there were some good food trucks and really a lot of ability to move around. You know, we actually were able to connect with some friends who were up closer to the front, and we were able to sit with them. And so that was very nice. It was a really nice time. And it's nice when the fireworks are on the 3rd because you've got the day off. Sometimes in other communities when they're on the 4th, you don't have that day off, and that's a long night. You know, we used to go to New Berlin every year because my wife grew up there, and those fireworks would start at 9 or 10, and they would go till, you know, an hour or so, and then just, it was probably an extra half hour, an hour getting back to the car. You know, the parking was just, and getting out was just crazy, but so it was very exhausting night. But it's nice with Lowell Park that it's on the 3rd night. And when we went the year before, we were at a friend's house, the Dables, Jared and Amanda. And you could see the fireworks from where they live, not far from Lowell Park. And so it was great. There was, for a lot of the people living there, they could kind of host their own party, and they had good views of the fireworks from their front or backyards. So, but it's real Americana. It's great to see so many people coming together. And then also thinking it's in that same park where Winter Jamboree kicks off, paradoxically enough, you know, like 6 months earlier in January. It's neat because you see it's cold and snow, but you still see tons of people out there celebrating Waukesha life, celebrating the season. And it'll be another great show on July 3rd at Lowell Park. So, and then, of course, we have the parade the next day at 11. And I like our Waukesha parade for a couple reasons. One, it's heartwarming to see the people that get out there early and put their chairs down on the sidewalk and save their spots, so that they've got a good viewing spot. I also like, it's not a very long parade as far as, you know, cities our size go. And I think we have had some pretty hot 4th of July. So in some ways that can be a blessing. Yeah, would I like to see more exhibits, more, you know, bands or different things to make the magic happen? Yes, but I also know too, it's nice when the parade ends earlier than others, sometimes by 11:30 or 12, that you can then, you have the rest of the day to do whatever you want, pool party, go to the pool, or barbecue in the backyard, you know, all the things that make 4th of July great. And if you love fireworks, you can see, if you can go to these other towns and watch the fireworks on the 4th. So it's really, you know, here I am talking about it and looking forward to, or just why Waukesha is a great place for celebrating our nation's holiday. But we won't be here. This will be the second time in, I'm trying to do the count here, the second time in 4 years that we will not be in town for the fireworks. We will be traveling to Denver, Colorado, and we're leaving on Friday, the, I think that's the 27th. See, today's Tuesday the 24th. Yeah, Friday the 27th, we leave in the morning. And so, and we'll be, the tournament starts on July 2nd, and I would imagine there's no games on the 4th, but it'd be nice to be in an area like Denver. I imagine there's a lot of great things to do during the 4th. I'm looking to get some tips from my sister. But anybody listening, if they have great ideas, they can certainly, if they've been to Denver at all during the 4th, they can certainly send me a message. So when we missed it the last time, and it was the first year at Lowell, so I guess this would be the 4th offering then. But anyway, it was it was in the summer of 2021, and my daughter had a softball tournament. They called it the World Series, and it was in Sandusky, Ohio, where Cedar Point is, the amusement park. And that was fun because my daughter and her teammates, they were at the amusement park as often as they could, as long as there's no games going on. Or if they had the night off and there wasn't a game until the next afternoon or mid-morning, they could make a day of it. There was like a week-long pass you got. And so that was a really great, great experience for the kids. I know for my oldest son, it was his first time on a roller coaster, and they have some great roller coasters there. One that like makes you feel like you're diving into Lake Erie as you're going down. But I remember what we did was the people at the hotel said, go to downtown Sandusky because everyone's heading to Cedar Point. It's going to be jammed. So it was my wife and the kids that were traveling with us, the rest of them, we went to downtown and we basically had the run of the place. And it was a neat little downtown. We had a great lunch, like late lunch, early dinner. And then we found some good spots by the lake there to catch the fireworks without feeling crowded. We really had a lot of space around us. And another family from the team joined us as well. And you know, it's not the same when you're in your hometown on 4th of July, but it was still pretty nice, especially the tournament was a lot of fun. Cedar Point was fun. My daughter's team won the tournament, so they were they were dubbed World Series champions for a year. And it was great. It was also nice for me to for our family, we got to see continue driving east. We went to Buffalo to see my mother. It was our last time before she passed away the following year. And it was nice for the kids to be able to see their grandmother one more time. And I mentioned this too because I had forgotten, so today's the 24th. Yesterday was the anniversary, the third anniversary of my father's passing at the age of 90 and after a tough bout with pancreatic cancer. A long life. You know, really, it's amazing. You know, son of immigrants, worked four jobs to get through college, was able to pay for all of his surviving children. You know, I married my mom. They had 10 kids together. And he was able to put all of us through college and really achieve a lot. And so, but the funny thing is I completely forgot. And usually that's the kind of thing where I go, I'll go to church even though I don't go to church regularly anymore, but I'll light a candle for him or I'll say a prayer or just have a moment of pause. And I feel bad that I completely forgot. But I think to me too, also, if there's one aspect of my Catholic upbringing that I still cling to is that he's alive. He's with me. My mother's with me. I feel them in spirit. The legacy they left behind, a wise man had told me long ago that you live forever through the love you have. And bestow upon your children. And I believe that I see my Irish grandmother and my youngest daughter and I see my parents and my other kids, even my stepkids. And it's a really special feeling. And so that's why this isn't intended to be like a sad moment. But the funny story about my dad, though, is he really died. It was late in the evening on June 22nd. And the coroner... And my sister as a doctor was there, and I think she knows when, maybe better than most, when somebody's still alive or not. The coroner from the county did not arrive to our home until after midnight. And so legally, a person's not dead until a coroner declares him dead, him or her, in this case, my dad. And so my dad was declared deceased on June 23rd, even though he died on June 22nd. But what I think's funny is that earlier on June 22nd, one of the great sports legends of Buffalo, Rene Robert, a great hockey player, is a member of the fabled French Connection, which was considered the greatest, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, front line of the 1970s. And they made it to a Stanley Cup one year in 1975. And I know at least the center's a Hall of Famer, Gilbert Perreault. I think the left winger, Richard Martin, is. And Rene Robert was the right winger. And because they were all French-Canadian from Quebec, they were fondly known as the French Connection. There's a big statue of them outside of the hockey arena in Buffalo. But so that was my big joke, is that they put my dad's death on the 23rd because you couldn't have two Buffalo legends dying in the same day. So, enough of that. More about 4th of July. One of the most meaningful 4th of Julys I ever had, believe it or not, was when I went to Ireland for the first time to visit my family. And that was a few months after my grandmother passed away. And so I just, before people get more separate from each other than they already are, I thought this was the time to go. And I got to stay with my grandfather's family. And I got to learn actually on 4th of July that, you know, both my grandfather and my grandmother's families, they lived like maybe 10 miles apart. Were very active in the cause for independence in Ireland that led to the treaty. And on the 4th of July, we were driving actually to the town where my grandmother's home was, and we were going around a bend and we saw a big statue. And my uncle, this would be one of my grandfather's youngest brothers, his only surviving brother at the time, had told me that your grandmother had two brothers, or no, had a brother who lost his foot in that battle. It's known as the Rainine Ambush. It was the first ambush against the Crown forces during the War for Independence. And so there was a big statue. And I just thought that was cool on the 4th of July, even though I had no connection or no ancestral ties to the American Revolution, that I had ties to freedom fighters, fighting for the cause of freedom and independence. And it was also, you know, I would learn years later that I had my grandmother had another brother that was involved in that too. And so, but, and then in my own family, and again, this is why I get really upset about what people are saying about immigration and immigrants, is that my grandfather had younger brothers that when they came here, they signed up for the draft and they answered this country's call. One brother was a decorated hero. He fought Rommel. He fought the Desert Fox in Africa, and obviously was decorated for his, I hate to say performance and war, but his serve. You know, he did something heroic that earned him these honors. And again, he was barely off the boat. And you know, again, another example of what defines us as Americans. And it's like what Ronald Reagan said: is you could move to France, but you'll never be French. You move to Germany, but never be German. But anybody that wants to choose to live in America can become an American. And we saw that a lot in many of our wars, especially in World War II, and I'm sure in World War I, there were those that were willing to give up their lives for this new nation and for this opportunity for a better life. And so, you know, those are some things to think about on this 4th of July. It's like, put the pettiness and the bad politics aside and just, you know, focus on what's real. Is just people that that come here for one reason only, and it's to make a better life for themselves and for their loved ones and those around them. And you can do that without stepping on people. You know, most of them do it without violence or selling drugs or whatever, you know, some of the spinsters are trying to say. No, I'd love to hear what other people are doing for the 4th. I'd be curious to see what my friend Max is doing. He might even be working that day for Civic Media or for some other outlet. Really, you know, whether you're young or old, like really, you know, take those moments of pause and you'll have fun. And just like with like Memorial Day or Veterans Day, is that take that moment of pause to think of all the sacrifices. And not just those that served in war, and obviously that's the most, perhaps the most, but those who fight the war every day of you know, keeping a roof over your head, keeping your children protected, keeping them fed, healthy, supporting our schools, supporting our communities. Those people are also heroes. We're talking about our parents, our grandparents, our neighbors, our first responders. Many of them will be working that day, you know, be sure to thank them. And if it's not too hot, give him a hug. But I want to thank again my producer, the mighty Max Martinson, for putting this all together. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Please remember again, as we head to the 4th, that safety is everybody's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. So have a safe and wonderful and healthy 4th of July. Many thousand thank yous, or as I like to say, go Ramil Mahagav Goler, and see ya!